Welcome to the One in Christ Resurrection Broadcast with Bishop-elect F.A. Gelsey Sr., located at 940 Broadway in Buffalo, New York. Now, let's go to the Word of God. Somebody say the shield of faith. We're going to talk about, this is our topic here. Put our topic up for me, please. Build your defense. Tell your neighbor, say, build your defense. If you know you're in a fight, ain't you going to get ready for it? And the best way to win fights is defense. Who won those football games yesterday? Them defense did their thing, didn't it? The defense was powerful. Amen. They were super powerful. You got to have a defense. I understand you got an offense. Where your defense at? What are you doing to cover yourself, to protect yourself? You know, I try to stay ahead of stuff. Because, you know, what's going to happen is probably going to happen. Are you dealing with a situation? What can happen usually do happen. Murphy's Law. Y'all don't understand it, do you? Y'all understand? You understand? It's happening to you. You just don't know it. But if you prepare for what Murphy's Law, what can happen, gonna happen. If you prepare for it, then it won't happen because you're already prepared. But if you don't prepare for it, it's probably gonna happen. Now, if y'all gonna stay on them computers and stuff, y'all gonna get pulled to the front, right? I'll give you a chance, okay? All right. Bless God. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Now, listen to me here. Listen to me. I remember I had a problem with the heat, right? That was Wednesday night. So we had to close down the church because no heat was in the building. So I got in touch with my heat man, and my heat man came over. He worked Friday, all day, half a day Friday, and he had to come back yesterday and work almost all day yesterday to get that heat back to run. So he had 2 days over here working. Amen. Thursday and Friday, yeah, right? Well, now yesterday was Saturday. He didn't get to me until Friday, though. He couldn't get to me Wednesday night. He couldn't get to me Thursday. He had to wait till Friday to get to me. So he got it running good enough to have service Friday night, but it still wasn't complete. So he had to come back yesterday and finish it up. Amen? So on my way to the prison this morning, I'm driving. Now, I got my defense. I'm always defense. I'm a defensive driver. I'm a defense everything. You understand? Because I done been through much stuff, and I done did so much stuff to people, I know people do to you, too. See, I believe what you sow, you're going to reap. So it's a lot of stuff I'm going to reap. See, y'all don't believe y'all going to reap y'all stuff. But I know the Bible is right. You reap what you sow, brother. So when it happened to me, I say, oh, well, I did it to other people. So I have to protect myself. I try to put protection around me. I try to put a shield around me. Amen. So I prepare for what's going to happen. And usually when I prepare for it, it don't happen. Because I'm prepared. But when I don't prepare for it, it usually going to happen. So I'm on my way to the prison this morning. So all of a sudden, my defense, mine is running, clicking. Because I'm ready, you know, for anything. And I'm saying, wow, I ain't going to get back to church till 11:30. I say, suppose something go wrong with the heat while I'm gone. Y'all ain't gonna know what to do. Nobody ain't gonna know what to do. And my wife don't have the phone number to the heat man. So God say, call her, give her the phone number. Oh Lord, have mercy. That's my defense, y'all, right? Because I don't want y'all to be stuck and don't have nothing to do. And don't know how to get it on and don't know what to do. Don't know who to call. So I call her. She answers the phone. I say, take this number down. She writes down the number. I say, that's Kevin Black's number. If something happened to him, I say, I'm not expecting nothing to happen. But if something do happen, you know who to call. You see, my defense is up. Do you got defense ready for your Christian life, for what you're living? God, you're going to have to fight. You better get ready for the defense. Put that title back up. Build your what? Somebody say, build your defense. This is a faith fight. Amen. Paul writes this letter to the church of Ephesus from a prison cell. Paul is in prison when he's writing this letter in the book of Ephesians to the church of Ephesus. Amen. One of the things you must do to fight this year is build your defense, people. Amen. You got to build your defense. We're going to be talking about fighting a lot these next two or three months. And we're going to be talking about faith a lot these next 2 months. Because we are fighting the fight, the good fight of what? Faith. Somebody say we fight the good fight of faith. And everything the enemy come with, say everything the enemy come with, we plan on winning. But let me tell you something. You can't win if you ain't fighting. If you just walking around with your hand down and your mind not set, you ain't got your mind on God, you ain't got the word in you, you ain't paying attention to the word, you ain't looking around you, you ain't watching. Watching, pray. The Bible say watch as well as pray. Didn't they say that? You got to do all this stuff. Amen. You got to be prepared for the battle that you're going to have. You're going to have a battle. Those that are in Christ Jesus shall suffer what? Persecution. That's the Bible. So there's going to be some times of persecution. But it's a lot of this stuff you don't have to put up with. A lot of this stuff you don't have to accept. You got to walk into what? Supernatural. Somebody say supernatural. Somebody say this is the year of the supernatural for me. She can't walk, Holly. She's going to get up and walk.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Supernatural. Somebody say praise the Lord. There was a man that was paralyzed for 38 years. 38 years. He had been in the same what? Position. Same condition. Somebody say for 38 years. He had been in the same condition. And for 38 years, he was complaining. What was his complaint? Can't nobody help me get in. Won't nobody help me. Won't nobody come to my aid. Every time I try to get in, somebody already always beat me. Stop complaining and get ready to fight. Stop blaming everybody else. Stop blaming everybody else. Praise the Lord. Jesus walked up to the man and said, do you want to be all healed? He had to ask him, do you really want to be healed? You know, do you want to get up? That's what Jesus asked. Now, Jesus asked him a question so he could answer it. You know, he didn't answer the question. You know what he said? Ain't nobody helping me. Ain't nobody helping me. Nobody won't talk to me. Nobody called me. Nobody praying for me. He ain't answered Jesus' question yet. You know what Jesus looked at him and said? Get up. What he had to do? He had to get up. If he didn't get up, he'd still been right there right now. You got to get up out of your situation. You got to get up out of your circumstance. Get on up. Somebody say, get up. Get up. Amen. Every fighter must have a defense. You must know how to protect yourself. In this Christian life, we battle against rulers and authorities, fallen angels headed by Satan. That's our enemy. We ain't fighting against one another. I'm not your enemy. Other churches not our enemy. We all brothers and sisters. Our enemy is the demonic forces that Satan has assigned to each one of us to try to destroy us. All because we on Jesus' side. And there's a lot of them too. Somebody say there's a lot of them. They are all headed by Satan. Satan is the head. So Somebody say, how's Satan going to be everywhere at the same time? He can't be everywhere at the same time. Only God can. But Satan got all those demons. They need to send them over here. He got some over here. He got some across the street. He got some around the corner. He got a whole lot of them. Somebody say, Satan is the one. And guess what? He's a vicious fighter. Satan is a vicious fighter. Let me show you something. I'll give you this scripture, 1 Peter 5 and 8. Turn there for me. You got to pull it up. I didn't give him that scripture. 1 Peter 5 and 8. You're fighting against a vicious fighter. Amen. Bless God. Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say ain't nobody mad but the devil. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Stop reading that stuff. All right, please. Look at me. Let me see eyes. I need to see eyes. I used to be doing that when I was in church, when I first got saved. But guess what I was reading? I was reading the Bible. The pastor came and told me, he said, man, you don't read the Bible while I'm preaching. Read the Bible at home. Read the Bible when you get through. You got to listen to the word. Amen. You think you're so much. You know, he had to tell me, you ain't all that. Are you reading your Bible while I'm preaching? Like you got something more important than what I'm talking about. Somebody say praise the Lord. I say Satan is a what? He's vicious. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a what? Roaring lion looking for someone to what? Devour, to destroy. That's how bad he is. He's looking for somebody. He's looking around. He's walking around all the time trying to catch me somebody. That's vicious. That's your enemy. He's a vicious devil. He's looking to destroy you, Joyce. He's looking to destroy you, girl. He want to destroy your life. He want to destroy you young people's life. Go over and sit with your grandmother. Go sit over there. Go around. Go around and sit over there. Sit with Mimi. I don't know who that is, but that's what she said. Kind of name that is. Some stuff y'all done made up. Oh, okay, all right. Is that short for Melissa? Okay. Amen. Now listen. Listen to me. The enemy wants to destroy you and me. So you might well get that in your thick head. The enemy wants to destroy you and me. He is not your friend. And he don't care nothing about you. He comes to kill, steal, and what? And destroy. And he would do it to your children as well as you adults. He don't care who you are. Somebody say praise the Lord. So our enemy is very vicious. He walks around looking for somebody to what? To devour. And he gets people that ain't got no defense. He know you ain't ready. He know you ain't gonna fight back. Because you ain't faithful enough. And you don't read your word enough. You don't even know a word. The word of God is your only offensive weapon you got. It's the only offensive weapon you got. The weapons of our warfare are not what? Carnal. But are mighty through God through what? Through the pulling down of stronghold. Your weapon is the word of God. And if you don't know the word, how you going to use it? It's the sword of the Spirit. So that's the only offensive weapon you got. But we're talking about your defense weapon here. Somebody say, build your defense. Now, let's go a little further here. I'm going to push it a little faster here. There are two defenses weapons that deals with faith. Faith is one of your defenses weapons. Ephesians 6:16, we just read that one. Put that up there again. Ephesians 6 and 16. In addition to all this, take up the what? Shield of faith. The shield of what? It's a defensive weapon. A shield is what you what? Protect yourself with. Shield. Then there's another defensive weapon that deal with faith. It's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 8. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 8. Somebody say, bless the Lord. But since we belong to the what? To the day. Don't remember that now. What do you belong to? You better get that in your spirit. I belong to the day. Since you belong to the day, let us be what? Self-controlling, putting on what? Faith and love as a what? Breastplate. So there's a breastplate of faith and there's a shield of faith. Two defensive weapons that you use dealing with faith. And we're talking about fighting the good fight of what? Faith. This year is the year of fight. And what are we fighting? Fighting faith fight. Somebody say faith fight. So you're gonna know how to, the weapons that you need is faith, but you got a faith weapon, which is a shield of faith and a breastplate of faith. Breastplate is the word thorax, the Greek word thorax. Sound like some bleach, don't it? Yeah. Sound like some bleach. You know what somebody told me, and brother Frank and brother Ed Carlos might know this. Those are these guys, and I need who do the lights, light switches? I got a light switch downstairs, need to be done. Anybody do light switches? You do light switches? Yeah, Frank do light switches. Okay, I got a light switch in the men's bathroom. There's shortage in it, and I need it changed. Okay. What happens is that somebody told me, because I got some grass in my front yard, and I don't got the little thing to cut it from the fence. The weed whacker. I ain't got that. I got the lawnmower, but I ain't got the weed whacker. My weed whacker's in the back, but I can't get it running. So a guy told me, he say, all you got to do is take some bleach or some gasoline and pour on it. It'll kill it. It'll kill the grass. Diesel. Any kind of gasoline. I use some old gasoline. I poured it on there. That thing turned brown. Huh? Yeah, it killed the root too. Yeah. Blessed pray is dealing with your chest. It covers your what? Heart. It covers your heart and it covers your faith toward God. We got to put on the breastplate of faith to cover our heart and to cover our faith toward God. See, the enemy like to bring people in your lives that will try to break your heart. It ain't always got to be a man or a woman. It could be a friend. Hey. It could be anybody that would want to break your little heart and make you not, just make you all messed up. And your heart is broken and you don't want to deal with nobody. You need to protect your heart with the breastplate of what? Faith. And surely you got to protect your what? Faith toward who? God. What are we talking about? We talking about faith. We talking about faith in God. We ain't talking about faith in nothing else. Amen. This is the faith we talking about. Faith in God. Somebody say faith in God. The job of the enemy is to cause us to leave God and go back to living under the bondage of sin. That's the job of the enemy. He wants to cause us to leave God. Somebody say, don't leave God. Somebody say, don't go back under the bondage of sin. Sin will bound you. The Bible says it will take you further than you want to go. It'll what? Cost you more than you want to pay. And it'll stay with you longer than you just want to stay. Amen. It'll keep you longer than you want to stay. That's what sin will do. So you don't want to be under the bondage of sin. And that's the enemy's job, to put you back under the bondage of sin, and you think everything is all right. To allow sin to be our master instead of Jesus being your master. You can't have two masters. No man can serve what? Two masters. You can't have two gods. You can't have two masters. You can't have two lords. Somebody say praise the Lord. The thing you need is strong faith in God. Somebody say you need strong faith in God. Somebody say you need great faith in God. Now let's look at 1 Thessalonians verse 8. Chapter 5 verse 8. But since we belong to the what? Day. We need to talk about that. Because you didn't know what he's talking about. Let us be self-controlled. You belong to the day, so you got to what? Control yourself. Yes. Put it on what? Faith and what? Love as a what? Breastplate. And the hope of salvation as a what? Helmet, right? To understand what they're talking about in verse 8, we got to go to chapter 1. So go to chapter 1 for me. Verse 1. I mean chapter 5, verse 1, I'm sorry. 1 through 8. Now, brethren, about the times and dates, we do not need to what? Write to you. What times and date? Times and date that Jesus is going to come. You know Jesus is coming back, right? And no one knows the what? The day or the hour. He said about the times and date. Put it up there. All right? About the times and date, we do not need to write to you. I don't need to try to tell you that because I don't know. That's what Paul is saying. Look what he said in verse 2. For you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a what? Thief in the night, verse 3. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. So ain't no sense in me talking to you about what the times are. Paul said, we ain't going to talk about that. You don't need to know nothing about the times are, because nobody knows. Nobody knows the day or the hour of the coming of the Son of Man. Jesus is coming back for us, and he's going to come anytime. You don't know when. You need to know that, right? But you are children of the what? Day. Somebody say, I'm a child of the day. Of the day. All right? All right. Christ will return when no one knows he's going to do it. No one knows the day or the hour. Don't let anyone mislead you by saying they got a revelation when Jesus is going to come back. Even Paul said, I ain't going to talk to you about that because I don't know the day. But you got people that tell you, you know, I got a revelation, the Lord is coming in 2020. They had this guy on radio, he was talking, the Lord was coming in 2012 or 13? He preached on it for about 2 years. 2013, the Lord didn't show up. He had a big thing going on too. A lot of people was with him. We need to be prepared at what? All times. Somebody say all times. If he returned today, are you ready? Are you prepared? Do you have your defenses on? Are you ready? Ask yourself that question. Am I ready? If the Lord was to return today, am I ready? You're coming for a church without what? Spot or wrinkle. Am I ready? If you're not ready, you're taking chances. You're taking chances. Ain't no sense in taking chances like that. Because what's going to happen is going to happen. And one day it's really going to happen. So don't take chances, right? Turn to your neighbor and say, don't take chances. Don't be scared of them. Don't be scared of them. Look at verse 4 and 5 now. Verse 4 and 5. But you, brothers, are not in the what? What you are in? You're in the day, right? Somebody say, I'm in the day. I'm not in the darkness. You are not in the darkness so that this day should surprise you like a thief. I'm in the day. I'm in the prepared. I am prepared for the turn, for the Lord coming back. He's going to come in a day that no one knows. I'm part of the day. I am part of the day. I am not part of the darkness. I am not in the dark. I'm not living like I'm in the dark. I'm not walking around like I'm in the dark. I'm not talking like I'm in the dark. I know that I'm ready because I'm in the day. Somebody say, get in the day. Get in the day. Get in the day. Somebody say, get in the day. If he come back today, well, are you ready? Are you ready? Verse 5. You are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the what? In other words, we're not blind to what's going on. We are ready. We are prepared. The good that we don't know. Now, it's good that we don't know the precise date. Amen. Listen to this. It's good that we don't know when he's coming. You know why? Because if we did, we would be tempted to be lazy in our walk with him, and we'll be tempted to say, I got time to get it right. I can keep doing what I'm doing because he ain't coming back to 2014. I mean, but to 2030 or 2020. He ain't coming back the next year. So I got until, you know, I can go all the way till maybe December. I got time to get it right. So the Lord made it so you don't know. So you can always what? Be ready. But how many of us, we don't know. We still don't know and we still not ready. How you know he ain't going to show up today? You are taking big chances, aren't you? Are you that type of person? You might as well just play the lotto and stuff, try to hit the million. You taking chances like that? Stop taking them kind of chances. You are children of the day. You're not children of the night. Be ready. Get your defense ready for the return of the Lord. Amen. Somebody say, he's coming. Like a thief in the night.
Well, our time is up. Tune in every Friday at 9:30 a.m. and 8 p.m. Visit us at 11 a.m. Sunday morning, OIC Temple, 940 Broadway. Bishop-elect F.A. Gelsey Sr. Bye-bye.